we are literally going to lose our country as we know it if we do not get control of our budgetary mess that we're in.
We are hearing from Republicans in headed into the new Congress in control of the House. Representative Tim Burchett from Tennessee, very early this morning, Congress passed the $1.7 trillion bill to fund the government last week. All the while, a week from the start of the new Congress, the agenda taking shape. Fox's Jared Halpern in Washington, who will be leading the Republican caucus, is still undecided a week out.
Yeah, and you can't have an agenda if you don't have a speaker. That's the rule. It's the first vote that the new House of Representatives is going to have to take shortly after noon, a week from today, is for Speaker of the House. Listen, Kevin McCarthy remains the odds-on favorite, I suppose, but, you know, this isn't, you know, close enough. You have to get 218 votes. He is not there yet. He is confident, his allies are confident that he'll get there. But, you know, how and how long it takes, I think, is an open-ended question. We've not had a vote for the speaker go to a second ballot in something like 100 years. It would be pretty remarkable if that were to occur. And then there are questions about what if, who is an alternative? If not Kevin McCarthy, then who, right? And so then you start thinking about consensus-type candidates and whether or not those can emerge. Obviously, that's getting a little bit far afield here, but it's going to be fascinating to watch, because what the argument now that Kevin McCarthy is really pressing on members is, listen, we can't do anything until we have a speaker, right? We can't, you know, wield our subpoena power. We can't start spending conversations. There is going to be a massive debate over raising the debt limit in the early days of the Congress. None of that can go forward until you have a Speaker of the House. That is the first action that a House has to take. In fact, members of Congress aren't even sworn in, Rich, until there's a Speaker of the House. So that's going to be priority one here 1 week from today.
So as the dust settles and we ultimately see this emerge, let's just assume Kevin McCarthy is the Speaker of the House. Is his agenda, is the Republican agenda then in the House going to be off to somewhat of a clunky start overall?
Well, I think that's probably going to be the case anyway when you have such a narrow majority, right? And so there's going to take some time, I think, to get their footing. By the way, that was one of the arguments that Republicans who supported that $1.7 trillion omnibus bill made, is that they wanted to give the new House of Representatives sort of time to be concerned about having a major spending fight in the early days here of this new Congress. Listen, I think the priority for both Republicans and Democrats are going to be what they can accomplish. Neither Republicans in the House nor Democrats in the Senate have a major governing coalition. There's not a big majority here, but there are things they can do with simple majorities that they want to get done. In the Senate, it is going to be continuing to confirm an awful lot of judges, an awful lot of appointees from President Biden. In the House, it is going to be using a subpoena power that they have long sought. And I do think that in the earliest of days here in the new Congress, you're going to see these committees led by Jim Jordan, led by James Comer, Oversight Judiciary Committee, start holding hearings on the FBI, on big tech, on Hunter Biden, on the Afghanistan withdrawal, things that Republicans have been really anxious to get started with for the last many years.
It's going to be fascinating to watch, and it's all getting underway this time next week. So a lot that we'll unpack for you over the coming days. Fox's Jared Halpern with us every morning from Washington, D.C. Thanks.